I notice lately I'm growing old. Middle age has been a prolonged era for this goofy geezer. I shouldn't be surprised. Adolescence lasted 2 or 3 decades, and, well, adulthood sometimes still seems as elusive as a job. I never wanted to grow up, much less grow old. But I bet even Peter Pan is whiling away his days in an assisted living home with a drool bucket and a big screen TV, wondering when Tinkerbell is coming back to change his adult diaper. Probably got a hearing aid with dead batteries. You better believe when the crocodile with the ticking clock in its stomach comes around, old Pete won't hear it till he and the clock are part of a belly full. Too late then. They say old age is a state of mind, and to a degree it is. Nevertheless, whether I keep seeing the world like a kid with zits, my eyes are developing cataracts and I wear bifocals. My knees ache, my rotator cuff is a mess, my teeth are crummy, and, well, I don't want to make this a saga. Let's just say there's a reason why we die. I know people who want to live forever. Holy rabbits, I assume they're figuring on a whole body transplant. No way do I want to live 500 more years in this package, attached to it as I am. And as far as transferring my brain into a fresh vehicle, well, I'm not sure the old engine on my shoulders won't need a rebuild too. I'm sure I'm not going easy into that good night, but hey, there's only so much room on the planet, and I've used up more than my fair share in this one lifetime. I say let the kids have their turn. They get to live 250 years, I'm not going to feel like I got the short end of a stick. But I want to warn you, if you're going to live like Methuselah, pace yourselves. My generation likes to lie and say we never thought we'd make it past 30. You'll be saying, gee, I never dreamed I'd get past 300. All I can say is I hope science can regrow brain cells. But good luck to you.